There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. A buck a drink in here and get it done, boy. Go!
Up with their stuff, work in the morning while I guess could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing, it's the same.
Hey,
try to
hey,
for a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. Start the fire and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try
hey,
it for a light.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong clue to anybody. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston.
Happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Blarney Hour. He is Hurricane Shane Schwabo, and I am Drew Duffney. Adam is out gallivanting around town. He's I think he's at the Corona Road Bar tonight. Is that where he's at?
Yes, sir, for the Sessions Concert Series, where we have four local bands that are ready to tear the roof off this place. We had Venom of Virtue, Today's Okay, Hand of Giants, and Heat Above. And there's still some time to head on over there if you're looking for a fun Saturday night. No cover, no tickets. Make sure you go in there and say hello to Adam Hairhuck for us.
I was going to say an extra dollar if you could remember all the bands, but I'm glad I didn't because you did remember them all.
Well, of course, I got to have to say their names at least once every time that I do a show here.
Well, it's been quite a month, to say the least. We certainly had the Irish Spring Fling here last weekend. We had the Blarney Hour Marathon. Man, that was memories back from Nurse Naomi and of course, Father John, and you were on quite a few shows. And we all joked here on Happy Hour, on the show on Happy Hour that we do during the week here on Solid State Radio, that it seemed like if we turned the show on and turned it back off or we went to do something, every time we turned around, it was either Stone Clover or the Lagan. But most of you know we open up the show with the Lagan. That's the theme song for the show with Same Shite. But my gosh, what a year it was. We spent some time with the Irish Rovers there. We talked about that here a few weeks ago. Coming up in April, I've got an interview that we're going to do with the fiddler from the Irish Rovers, and I'm hoping to get the banjo mandolin player Shane Farrell in also. But yeah, Jerry O'Connor actually lives in Ireland, and he's been playing the fiddle for 40 years. He teaches it, and his whole family are musicians.
I used to remember playing the fiddle back when I was in, I would like to say, grade school and middle school. But the thing is, when it comes to playing an instrument back when you're like 11, 12 years old, it's not as good as a professional fiddler player either.
That's the thing. Yeah, at that point, you're not really interested. You're like, I'm just doing it because I think it's going to be cool, but I'm not cool yet. Yeah, and he's been doing it for 40 years, and I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag because there's a lot coming to the interview. But I did post his website there, and if you guys check it out on the Blarney Hour Facebook page, he actually makes his own fiddles, and he restores fiddles that are in trouble. He's an instructor. He teaches people how to play. He'll break your kids of their bad habits. And in fact, he's starting his U.S. tour in Dayton, Ohio, and you can find that information on the website. But that's all going to be included in the interview. So we're going to get right into the music here. Father John is taking the night off tonight, and just with the weather here in Michigan, we're going to start out with some Seamus Kennedy, A Walk in the Irish Rain, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
When the sun goes down over Dublin town, the colors will last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 and change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I'll step ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Through time and tide I'm by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin and brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 and change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain. A tinker and a tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, and they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got £3 and change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
To Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
just a boy.
I track my way to misery,
but I track my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast, and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar, and you, my friend, I trust. Ah!
I thought to make a horseshoe and ask my hammer thus. He said, I'll ask the anvil what you require of us. The hammer asked the anvil, and she at once agreed that they should meet together in the way that I decreed. And it's
sparks are flying, passion strong. I am the blacksmith singing the hammer and the anvil song.
I thought to make an anchor for taking on the main. The hammer and the anvil relented once again. So they sat there together as I prepared the cast. They braced themselves for impact like a sailor on the mast. And it's
sparks are flying, passion strong. I am the blacksmith singing the hammer and the anvil song.
I thought to make a broadsword for fighting on the field. Much as I know the hammer is a nobler thing to wield. For though us humble tradesfolk choose a quiet life, the gods of war come to the door of the hammer and his wife. And it's
sparks are flying, passion strong. I am the blacksmith singing the hammer and the anvil song.
They asked me for a statue of the general who died. A sword raised in his iron fist and a warhorse at a stride. And though I knew they'd try me for what I did decide, I stuck a hammer in his fist and an anvil by his side. And it's
sparks are flying, passion strong. I am the blacksmith singing the hammer and the anvil song.
Now all you merry blacksmiths, a warning take by me. Stick to your country horseshoes and your anchors for the sea. When the gods of war come calling, promising you gold,
they'll take your hammer, take your anvil, take your very soul. And it's sparks are flying, passion strong. I am the blacksmith singing the hammer and the anvil song. And it's sparks are flying, passion strong. I am the blacksmith singing the hammer and the anvil song.
I've been roaming all my life and now I've found a lady wife. I'm staying
right here.
Oh, I won't go sailing anymore. I won't obey the ocean's call. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land. I'll be a man of the trees. I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate. I won't be servant of the seas. 'Cause this pretty little woman is all I need. A 14 hours cabin boy to fear some Captain Buckle Roy. I'm staying
right here.
When I was sick, he ordered cat a nine until I said that I felt fine. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land. I'll be a man of the trees. I'll be a man
Wherever my woman will be, I won't be any captain's mate. I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
A 20 iron man, that crow's nesting captain said I was the best. I'm staying
right here.
But I nearly lost my eyes to God just looking out for old Cape Cod. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land,
I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man. Wherever my woman will be, I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
At 25, no man alive could match my skill for gunning. I'm staying
right here.
But the captain, he got drunk one night and sank the blasted cannon. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a
man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man. Wherever my woman will be, I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
Captain died at 28, and by then I was his first mate. I'm staying
right here.
Oh, they tried to give me his command, but I was hungry for the land. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a
man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man. Wherever my woman will be, I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
Stepped ashore at Felixstowe and made for Bristol by the road. I'm staying
right here.
Oh, I fell in love when first I saw her,
Avon County's finest daughter.
And
now she's got me staying right here.
Oh, hey, I'll be a
man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man. Wherever my woman will be, I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
I'll be a
man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man. Wherever my woman will be, I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. He is Shane Schwabo. I'm Drew Duffney, right here on Solid State Radio. That was Retirement Song by the Longest Johns, and that's the day we all dream of, right? You know, you're just
that day that you stop relying on a wage and you start relying on Social Security.
Well, or your pension or whatever you've saved up, or just the fact that maybe you've reached a point in life where you've paid everything off and you only have to make enough to keep the lights on. You know, I've said that. Even if retirement, I'm going to make half of what I make now, I'm in hopes that everything will be paid off and that I'll just be in a position to where I just don't have to set an alarm. If I wake up early, that's just fine. I can nap throughout the day, or I can go out in the yard, or just go to the local store and walk around and, you know, clog up the aisles like other old people do, I guess. But, you know,
almost like our old coworker, Wildman Billy.
Yeah, there you go. You know, yeah, no, I just I long for the day of not having to rely on a 9-to-5. And I think everyone does. You know, there's a big to-do about it right now in France. I think that they're raising the retirement age from 52 to 54.
Yeah, and a bunch of France is having a bunch of mass protests because of it.
Right, right. And 54 is still younger than most any other country, you know, surrounding country anyway.
It mostly depends on how well you've been taking care of your body, because some people could be like 54 or 55 and still look like that they're in their 30s or 40s, well, besides their joints.
Yeah.
And there's also people that look 50 or 60, but they just look like they're near on the verge of death too.
Well, it has a lot to do with what your occupation was. You know, I mean, if you worked in a chemical plant, I mean, the Longest Johns do a chemical workers song that we play on the Blarney Hour here real often. You know, if you had to do a lot of physical labor your whole life in a dirty environment. Now, if you did physical labor that was just active and you lived a clean lifestyle, you could live. I mean, I knew a friend who worked for an attorney. He's an attorney now himself, but He was 84 years old, and he looked like he was 60. But he also lived a very classic Jewish lifestyle, to where he ate extremely clean. I mean, you know, certainly no fast food, and you know, very, very, very clean eating, clean lifestyle. But he also had a desk job his whole life, and stayed physically fit.
Yeah, if you have a desk job, then you've got to have like some sort of like active exercise in order to make it through your day, whether it's at your own job, whether at your own job or at the gym, or even just working yeah. around the house too.
Yeah, now they even make those stand up desks for that. But you know, then you have India, and in India they work until they're like 106. So, and Gaelic Storm talks about that in this next song. So here is Punjab Paddy. Right here on the Blair Yellow.
Well, I said farewell to Aaron only 7 years ago. When asked where I was headed, I said, Jesus, I don't know. Well, I stepped ashore near Bangalore, not a tusser in my hand. By the time I hit Darjeeling, I was feeling mighty grand. Can keep your 40 shades of green, they only make me blue. You can stick your eggs and bacon, boys, I'll have a vindaloo. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. And I dreamed I got a letter from my darling Josephine, but she asked me would I marry her back home in Skibbereen. With the girls out here of almond eyes and Yasmin scented hair, and there's things in the Kama Sutra that they never do in Clare. So I'll spend my days relaxing in my Punjab paradise. No more I'll dig the praties, I'll stick to tea and rice. I'll be sipping mango lassies with the lassies in the shade, while your man called Ravi Shankar plays the boys of the old brigade. You can keep your Milltown Malby, you can chuck your Galway Bay. You'll never see the sun go down on Delhi or Bombay. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. From Bohola to Benares, Inchigila to Lahore, Kamakura, Siliguri, Peshawar, San Ranapur, Amritsar to Sanawar, Simla and Panjor. I got trolleyed on Diwali and I'm going back for more.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy.
Well, Billy Barry was a butcher boy, he rode a butcher's bike down Dublin's dirty back streets at the dawning of daylight. He loved a girl named Lucy, Lucy loved another lad, a soldier tall and handsome, this made young Billy sad. One day a circus came to town, it had a dancing bear. But Billy had to go, for he knew she would be there. The second he rode up, he knew that something was awry. The crowd was all a gallop yelling, run before you die. Now the bear was mad with hunger and had broke free from his chain. He had rampaged through the big top when all at once he came across the poor young Lucy, fallen curled up on the ground. The soldier boy was hiding, he was nowhere to be found. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Now Billy heard her screams and knew at once what he must do. He took off on his trusty bike and to a raid he flew. He cycled right up to the bear and he threw a piece of meat. The bear spun right around and he caught that beefy treat. He scarfed it down in just one bite and looked up for some more. Round him circled Billy, trailing sausage on the floor. Just out of reach he kept him as he lured the beast away. The bear had got a taste, now brave young Billy was his prey. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. He would sing three times around the tent, the creature had to stop. He rested and he thought, then he began to skip and hop. He danced a polka and a waltz to everyone's delight. The crowd began to clap and cheer at such a wondrous sight. Billy tossed the bear a lamb chop, then a mighty T-bone steak. The dancing just got faster and the ground began to shake. He swallowed whole two turkey strings of sausages galore, then fully gently lay down and began to loudly snore. Well, the crowd went wild with pleasure as to our hero Lucy ran. She forgot the soldier boy, now brave young Billy was her man. Now the moral of the story is, if you want to win your Lucy, you better have a trusty bike and a sausage plump and juicy. A sausage plump and juicy. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, now he never whistles every day. Every day he sings a la da little day dum da little da. And every day he sings la da do 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 day dum da little da. You've got chitter wings and chicken wings, liver, tongue or tail, gizzard, skirt or marabone, game hen, grouse or quail. There's trotters, T-bone, legs or thighs, brisket, neck or jowl, partridge, duck and turkey, pheasant, guinea fowl. Ribeye, round or sirloin, topside, rump or flank, bison, goat, London broil, porter, house or shank, black pudding, bacon, rashers, scratchings, chicken feet, haggis, ham and sweetbread, there's every kind of meat. You've got shoulder, mutton or rabbit, a rack of lamb or chops, veal, venison, tripe, and kidney, heart or hot.
Hey everybody, it's Adam from Sessions, and I have another Sessions concert series that you're going to want to show up to. Corona Road Bar, Saturday, March 25th, four bands that I play on my show that you need in your life. Hand of Giants, Heat Above, Today's Okay, and Venom of Virtue. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Just come on in. Saturday, March 25th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint, 3110 Corona Road. Come on out and support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, they also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597. Act now to schedule your job and receive 15% off labor from now until March 31st.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present A Day in 1950 Radio. We take you back to 1950 to present the Richard Diamond Detective Series. On Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th at 7:30, all seats $15. Tickets are available online at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke and More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke and More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today, or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the MAB.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Oh, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. Happy Saturday. I'm Drew Duffney. He is Hurricane Shane Schwabo. And I got to correct something. I got a little scolding from Father John during the break there. So I said at the lead of the show that Father John's taking the night off because he wasn't going to be calling in. And I didn't record it or anything, but I do feel kind of bad because he reminded me that the Lord's work is never done, that he is working all the time. He just didn't give us any of his time tonight. So apologies go out to Father John there. We'll make sure he makes the apology list there for
happy hour. Yeah, that'll probably be the first thing up on top on the apology list right there. So Sean Adam, if you're listening out there, put Father John on top of that list.
Yeah, we're going to have to. So we're going to take a little step back to some local music here. We're going to take it off the rock and out of UK, and we are going to get some Detroit Irish stink on here with our own Stone Clover with Awesome, and we're going to do a twofer. We got the beer song coming up right after that, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. Whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up a round for you and me.
One, two, three, four,
I declare a drinking war.
From the rafters, no bleary morning after. We wouldn't challenge strangers to a fight. There'd be no singing around the fire with a drunken, boozy choir. We'd all be home and tucked up for the night. We'd have no wake to wake the dead. We couldn't wet the baby's head or toast the bachelor or bride-to-be. We'd have no cheery pint to sup, watching Ireland lose the cup. We'd barely need to go and have a pee. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You do pry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Every barmaid, every waiter, both sides of the equator, would be out of work and living on the dole. The wealth of every nation depends upon libations. Beer, it seems, is worth its weight in gold. Well, we've assessed the pros and cons, taught it both the rights and wrongs, the hellfire into which we could be hurled. Now get that pint into your face, you can save the human race. You're drinking for the future of the world. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can pry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Well, you can pry my beer from my
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
His father and his grand are working in a boat, they're building on the River Thames. One day Chip was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bucket of full of nails. The devil said, and the Chip, take his nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rat and I will take your soul. Chip despised the rat and the rat squealed and hissed, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to tell the fact. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right and he bit him in the eye. The sinners hit the river and smell and the scent and smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon knows a bit. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. I'm going to get you. The gangplank up the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they'd chew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around.
Satan is my master, I will get you chip. A lemon goes a flip, a yard prepared to ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you chip. A lemon goes a flip, a yard prepared to ship. A Satan is my master, I got you chip.
In their livery, they're howling at the gates again. Hot time in the old town tonight. Get yourself together and meet me at the magazine. We're gonna have a reckoning. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. About you when we turn it up and fall upon the old sworn enemy. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the Stanfields with the fight song. Man, what a song to get you going every night. And, you know, when I started the show, it was a little over a year ago. And Sean, our program director, said, you know, we'd really like you to do your own show. I said, Sean, if I'm going to do a show, it's going to be an Irish show. And he said, well, you know, yeah, for St. Patrick's Day, that'd be great. And I said, no. I mean, year round. And he paused for a minute and he says, can you make it work? And I said, I think I can. And we've been going for well over a year now, going strong, thanks to our listeners, thanks to our sponsors, and all of our supporters. So we definitely appreciate all that. You know, St. Patrick's Day comes around, and everybody's celebrating. Sean and everybody agreed that we were going to do the St. Patrick's Day marathon there for the Blarney Hour. I mean, we played 3 days of the Blarney Hour. I don't know. Did you get a chance to tune in, Shane? I don't know what you had going on that weekend.
I did for a minute there, but even then, I had my own family over for St. Patrick's Day weekend. We didn't decide to go out to bars because what kind of bar is what kind of bar has any vacancy after during St. Patrick's Day weekend? So yeah. We decided just to stay in. We had a pretty good corned beef dinner, and we pretty much my family decided to drink downstairs in the basement.
Right. Right.
That's
the bar area. That's the family rec area where everybody kind of gets together and just unwinds.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And pretty much I don't want to plug in my my own personal bias into downstairs in the basement where we drink and all of that. But it's actually a pretty cool environment to be in because, well, number one, you don't have to go anywhere. And number two, I mean, what can you do? There's a TV, there's a bar, there's a pool table. You pretty much have everything that you need in an actual bar just right in your own house.
And if there's a tornado, you're safe.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Tornado can come, and you're going to be prepared and have a good time.
Yeah, it's like the tornado's coming. Everybody go downstairs in the basement. We have whiskey. We have the devil's lettuce. We have all that kinds of stuff over there to pass us through the day.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to wind down the show. And if you're not prepared for the weather and the storms and everything to come, stop by the Solid State Radio store at solidstateradio.net. We have pretty much everything you need except for it says Solid State Radio on it. And who doesn't want Solid State Radio merch? We promise all the proceeds go directly to booze that we're going to buy for the studio and we're going to share amongst each other. And just as I started this topic off with, this is the Blarney Hour, where we play Irish music every Saturday right before Solid State Sessions, which is going to be coming up here shortly. And all this is this is an ordinary day right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Sisters, the true story of Charlie the Horse. And how a couple of guys got together in the spring of the year to resurrect poor Charlie from his watery grave on Angle Pond and to give him his just rewards like you would do for any friend. Come all ye friends, I'll sit you down and sing a doleful ditty about a day in April month. When we started from the city, we planned a day or two at Mars. We stalwart men were chosen to remove old Charlie from Angle Pond, who fell in when the pond was frozen. We seven men came roaring down on the road to Roach's Line. We might have stopped in Avondale, or Brigus might have been fine. We were hungry as sin, but we never stopped in or took any time to park us. We all of us knew that we must get through to remove old Charlie's carcass.
Here's the Charlie Horse, here's the Shave the Master. No better horse, they ran the course from Bull, the Large Professor. Here's the Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. There was no pocket comb, and beside him I almost toast him. And Barracuda Bill and Jimmy Clark in the backseat, he was roosting. Smiley Stepper to the mounted police, it wasn't hard to find him. And Jimmy Pollock and Sagebrush Sam was sitting right in beside him. Billy and Buck was also there, for they brought some running reins. There was him in to help as best they could to remove all Chuck's remains. Charlie was like a brother to Shave, and he loved him well, of course. Charlie was a very good man, you see, although he'd been a horse. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shave the Master. No better horse than ran the course from Bull, the Large Professor. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. We laid the end with two stout doors and a few strong ropes. We removed old Shady's friend. We gave him a decent send off with all our hats removed, so that on behalf of old Shave and his friend, our loyalty was proved. Somewhere up in the great beyond, his eyes are shining bright. Charlie nods an approving nod, cause he knows we did him right. Shave will join him there one day, and he'll bring the hardest leather. And so, under all eternity, they'll pull the logs together. Here's the Charlie Horse, here's the Shave the Master. No better horse there ran the course from Bull, the Large Professor. Here's the Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Here's the Charlie Horse, here's the Shave the Master. No better horse there ran the course from Bull, the Large Professor. Here's the Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know Charlie's gone to the big corral. All good horses go. I drank 60 doubles for the price of one, trying to find the courage to talk to what I asked her for a dance. Not a second glance, my night had just begun. When I drink to the Father of the Holy Ghost, I'm kneeling at the altar of my nightly post. So I'll raise a glass, not the first or last. Come join me in this toast. Because the old black rum's got a hold of me like a dog wrapped round my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold of me. Would walking on by with some guy who don't care that she stood in line since half past nine and spent 3 hours on her hair. Our friend is looking at me with an evil grin. I think the bloody racket might soon begin. I must have said something to the George Street Queen. The boys are joining in because the old black rum's got a hold on me like a dog wrapped round my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold on me when I live for another day. Yeah, when I live for another day. So I drank all of my money and I slipped out in the rain. Every day is different, but the nights they're all the same. You never see the sun on the old black rum, but I know I'm gonna do it again. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me like a dog wrapped around my leg.